Chapter 7, Outsourced Website Creation and Maintenance. Every entrepreneur wants an eye-catching, profit-generating website. The most dynamic websites contain shopping cart options and visitor-friendly opt-in systems. Most importantly, successful websites are promoted through a system of backlinks that include blogs, videos, and social networks. Now, many business managers enjoy website design, but if it isn't your thing, both website creation and maintenance can be delegated to an outsourced virtual assistant. Generally, an E in front of a word like ebook, e-zine, and email means electronic. E-commerce refers to the buying and selling of goods and services over the Internet. Virtual stores, online catalogs, and payment transfer sites are all examples. As people become more comfortable with providing their information over the Internet, online shopping's becoming more popular. It helps that processes are also being simplified. You want some numbers? Okay. Well, according to Wikipedia, e-commerce and online sales in the U.S. are projected to reach $226 billion in 2012. That's an increase of 12% over 2011. And how much of that figure are you responsible for? Well, let me ask you another question. How much of that figure would you like a piece of? I'm going to be blunt. If you don't have a way to capture sales directly from your website, you're missing out on potential revenue. How much? A lot. This is one of those, yeah, I got to do that someday, tasks. People walk away from this massive opportunity for wealth generation simply because they're intimidated by the process of setting it up. Well, you don't have to do the work. Do you have products to sell? Do you have services that can be sold to a virtual clientele? You could be up and running and making sales in a day. And there's only two steps to get you going. First, pick up your phone, and number two, call your VA. Shopping carts. Hang on, don't take out your credit card yet. I know just the mention of the word shopping makes some people salivate. An electronic shopping cart is a tool that allows people to make online purchases. Visit a few e-commerce websites and take a look. A few clicks takes you to a page where you can input your information. You fill your basket, your total bill is tallied along with any shipping costs, and soon after, the postman shows up at your door with a package. Or five packages. Yeah, it's very easy to spend when you're using plastic. If the marketer has been effective, he's struck an emotional chord, one of the criteria for closing the sale. Often it doesn't matter whether your new customer is using euros, drachma, or dollars. With a major credit card, money spends and money buys. Disregard small-minded notions that your product or service would interest only those customers who fit a specific profile. E-commerce will often surprise you. I doubt if it matters to you if the new member of your negligee of the month club is a woman or a 75-year-old man in Fiji. I'd send that first shipment out the next day with a welcome to the club card. Social shopping is a slang phrase birthed by, yeah, you guessed it, social media. Shoppers share their purchases and information about products and services through social networks, often including links directly to the websites. One way businesses can tap into social shopping is through affiliate marketing. You provide a link to members of your database who then sell your products and services for you through their own networks. You cut them a check, they sell harder, and the cycle continues. If you don't currently have products to sell, affiliate marketing can be a great way to generate revenue while you build your business. Now, here's one reason a large database is critical. Your clients, followers, and friends become your outside sales force. They post on Facebook and niche groups, and some will even put your ad on their websites. Visitors click and immediately go to your site, where hopefully you have a system for capturing leads, and voila! Your VA can do your affiliate marketing for you. It's easy. It just takes time. Once you see the checks starting to roll in, you'll be hooked. And who wouldn't? Being a middleman is the least expensive way to generate income. No product development, no stocking, no cost for fulfillment. You just refer. But as you're selecting affiliate propositions, be sure you check out the companies as thoroughly as possible before you begin recommending them. Your recommendations will reflect on your business, and if you recommend poor products and services, you could tarnish your reputation. One way to take advantage of leads generated by affiliate links and inbound links is to have an opt-in feature so you can market to these prospects in the future. It's also a good way to safeguard against being labeled a spammer for sending unsolicited bulk email. By opting in, visitors give their permission to receive bulk email. Newsletters and marketing pieces usually require an opt-in. An unconfirmed opt-in runs the risk of being labeled spam when no steps are taken to confirm the authenticity of an email subscriber. Typos in the address may also cause the email to go to the wrong person. A confirmed opt-in, or COI, is a request made by a subscriber, which is then authenticated by a test email sent to the address provided by the subscriber. That test ensures that no one can subscribe another person in error or without the person's knowledge. This method, called a double opt-in, protects both you and your subscribers. An opt-out feature allows you to automatically put subscribers on your list and give them the option and ability to unsubscribe. Now, obviously, these opt-in systems are tedious, and they require attention to detail. It's the detail, not the difficulty, that often keeps people from diving in headfirst. But hey, there's probably a VA who loves this kind of stuff, just waiting for an opportunity to help. This chapter wouldn't be complete without a discussion of backlinks, one of the most vital building blocks to your online success. You probably heard the word, but I want to be sure you understand what backlinks are and why they're important. Backlinks, also called inbound links, are links to your website. If they fit certain criteria, they'll set you in good standing with the search engines. They offer a form of recognition and important feedback in a search query. The number of backlinks you have indicates the status or popularity of your website. Google and other search engines will give more credence to your website if it has a good amount of quality backlinks. The key here is quality. Search engines consider those websites with quality backlinks more relevant than others in a search. What defines a quality backlink? Well, first of all, random links don't do you a bit of good. Let's say you're in a category-protected networking group of 50 professionals, and each of you links to the other. 50 backlinks is a pretty substantial number, right? Well, not when it comes to search engines' qualifying standards. Don't waste your time. You won't impact your position in a search unless backlink sites have content related to your site. You can actually dilute your relevancy, and I'll tell you why in a minute. When you stand on common ground and share related content with inbound links, these inbound links are considered more relevant to your site. The higher the relevance of inbound links, the greater their quality. When search engines calculate the relevance of a site to a keyword or a key phrase, they consider the number of related inbound links. So don't be satisfied with merely collecting inbound links. Focus on getting inbound links that share content similar to yours. For example, if you're in the business of creating green cleaning products and you receive a backlink from a website or blog that touts the benefit of green living, that would be more relevant in a search engine's assessment than a link from a site about automobile parts, unless, of course, the site's content highlights green automobile practices. The more relevant the site is that's linking back to your website, the better the quality of the backlink. Now, back to reciprocal linking. A while ago, it became common for companies to scratch each other's back by exchanging links. One company points a link on its website to another website and vice versa. And those nasty search engines, enter Google, got wind of it and began to filter out these sorts of relationships. Many of the cross-links weren't relevant and were just discounted. Furthermore, while the irrelevant backlink was ignored, the outbound links still got counted. The relevancy score of many websites was weakened, and some dropped off the Google radar altogether. Still want to make it work with your networking group? Well, decide on some shared relevant content before you link. Now, shared doesn't mean duplicated. Use your imagination and come up with some unique material. There are some other benefits to backlinking. Achieving quality backlinks will also help you to boost your visibility. Traffic doesn't come naturally the day your website goes live. You have to get the word out. And one way you can promote your website is through reciprocal linking. Now keep in mind what I said earlier about reciprocal linking. Be very picky about who you link with. Make sure the website is likely to be deemed relevant by search engines. Seeking out relevant web partners to backlink to is tedious. It takes time, and it takes patience. Another drawback is one many of us succumb to, our propensity to follow that little white rabbit that leads us deeper into the internet when we discover something of interest. It's easy to lose focus on your search, especially when something else captures your attention. Well, by giving your VA the search criteria, she can locate relevant sites to link to and then handle the mechanics behind the scenes. Up next, we'll talk about outsourcing article marketing and blogging. That's coming up in Chapter 8.